Okay, back to the laws of laundering and Shabbos. Okay, so basically, you're not allowed to soak garments in liquid, you're not allowed to scrub garments, anything that's wet, and you can't wring out any garment, because by wringing it out, there's actually the cleaning process. Now, what if you have dust on a garment? Dust.
Dust.
D-U-S-T. Dust. Now, if it's absorbed in the garment, sometimes you have like powder. You get powder on your garments. That's actually absorbed within the garment. It's not like lint that's superficial. You can even just blow it off. This is actually part of the garment. So then it's considered laundering on Shabbos. If you, even without water, you just go like this because it's absorbed in the garment and you take it out. So that's called laundering on Shabbos. Now, if it, let's say you brush out dust, okay? Until now you're talking, let's say, shaking out a garment. Okay, you have a garment, yeah, so you shake it out. That shaking is similar to wringing out, really, even though it's not liquid. But now, other parts can say removal of dust does not considered absorbed in the garment. But everybody says you cannot brush it, you cannot shake a rubber garment, you can only, like with your hand, go like this, lightly. But in Aloch, it says basically you should be careful not to rub out any powder or a dust. Again, if it's lint, so you have a lint on it, that you could go like this, flick it off, because that's not absorbed in the garment. And it's not a problem. Now, what happens if there's so much dust on the garment, okay, that the person wouldn't wear it because it's so dirty? So then, dusting it is considered cleaning it because you wouldn't wear it otherwise. Now, what happens if somebody, that's the only garment he has? He has his Shabbos garment, that's all he has, got full of this stuff, and he has nothing else to change into, and he's embarrassed to walk around like this. So you can ask a goy in that case to remove the dust. Why? Because even though it normally what you're not allowed to do, you can't ask a non-Jew to do. But here there are opinions that hold you can remove dust yourself. So therefore you could definitely ask a non-Jew to remove the dust. Or even if you want to remove dust, let's say your hat got full of dust. You can't use a hat brush. You can't use a garment brush. You can't use a lint brush. You can only, you know, shake it up a little bit, lightly, to remove what's there. Now, sometimes, if there's no goy around, and you're just embarrassed to worry, if nothing else, so then you could do it with an unusual manner. Meaning, because we learned like this, Shabbos, you're only obligated biblically if you do it the normal way of doing it. If you don't do it the normal way of doing it, it's only rabbinically forbidden. Now, there's a din in halacha that says, for kavod habriyos, for human dignity, many times the chachamim permitted rabbinic prohibitions out of respect for human dignity. So therefore, what happens if you have dust, okay, all over, let's say, and you're embarrassed to walk out like that? So you can't go like this, because that's the normal way of doing it, with your sleeve. But you could take your elbow and go like this with your elbow, because that's not the normal way of doing it. Because it's not the normal way of doing it, even if it would be biblically forbidden, it's still only rabbinically forbidden. And therefore the Chum permitted it for basically for human dignity, for respect of the person. That's the same thing. Why, if you didn't have pre-cut tissues or pre-cut toilet paper for Shabbos, so then, in time of need, you could cut toilet paper. There's only an interesting argument in halacha, should you cut it under perforation or not under perforation? Most opinions say, don't cut it under perforation. Because when you tear something on a perforation, you're not destroying it. You're just tearing it the normal way of tearing it. If you tear the toilet paper in middle of the piece, not under perforation, you're actually destroying the toilet paper. So that's much easier because then you're destroying it. Like we learned, if you want to open a bag of food on Shabbos, you can't open the food. Many containers have perforations, you know? So you can't do it on the perforation. Is worse than cutting it just, you know, with your hand or with the scissors, just cutting it and anywhere else in the bag. Because that's destructive. Here, on a perforation, you're not actually destroying it. That's the way it's made to cut. You don't destroy toilet paper when you cut it in the perforation. But when you rip it in the middle of the sheet, then you're destroying it. So again, it's the same concept. Like you said, for kavod habrius, for respect of human dignity, you would be allowed to do it. Okay, bottom line is, okay, you can only, if it's on top of the surface, you could retake it off. You can ask a guy to do it and some other things like that. Okay. Now, what is for sure, you cannot remove any stain from a material that's absorbent, not plastic or vinyl or all that stuff, or leather. But you can't use any cleaning agent. You can't use water. You can't use even dry cleaning, by the way. Yeah? You see, dry cleaning is dry cleaning. You can't dry clean a garment on Shabbos because it's still cleaning the garment, and that's the normal way of cleaning it, by the way. Even if the stain, by the way, is... What? Even if the stain is very small or very light... So like, you really, the garment is clean, you're not really doing it, you're still not allowed to. You can't put water on it. Now, it's interesting then, we mentioned this in brief the other day. Sometimes you can have, okay, a garment. Let's see, this is the garment. I need to see it because I need to see it on the video. This is the garment, okay? You got a bunch of chulun stuck on your, right? You didn't eat with proper manners and etiquette and, okay, you got cholent on yourself. So now, obviously, to remove the whole cholent stain, you're removing a stain, so you're cleaning on Shabbos. But what happens if I remove the cholent in a way that the stain is still there? Let's say I'm exaggerating. Let's say it's a half an inch of cholent fell on you, on your garment. So if you take off the whole half an inch, then there's no stain left. So that's mamish cleaning on Shabbos. But what happens if I take off the top layer of the cholent, that the bottom layer that's connected to the garment is still there. The stain is still there. Or even if I take off the whole cholent, there's still going to be a stain there, then I didn't clean the garment. I just removed the top layer of the dirt, but I didn't clean the garment. So that would be allowed to be done on Shabbos. But you can't use a brush, you can't vigorously and so on. Okay, now.
What's wrong with brushing your hands?
Huh?
Brushing your hands, just limp on top.
Right? No, because sometimes it's not necessarily, it's not true. Sometimes on a hat, you have some little dust particles that you could take off. But sometimes your hat gets dirty that you actually have to go like this to clean it. Otherwise, it's not going to come off. And it's absorbed. No, it's absorbed in the garment. It's absorbed in the hat. If you'd be wearing a plastic hat, leather hat, a vinyl hat, or whatever, so then the din wouldn't apply. Even then, L'mashal says in Halacha, we'll get to about shoes. If you have a little bit of dirt on your shoe, you can clean it, because leather doesn't absorb. So you can clean it. But you can't take a dirt spot that's on the shoe and rub it vigorously. Or you can put a little water on it. But you can't take water and rub it vigorously to take off the stain, because that even by leather is forbidden. That's forbidden even in that case.
Why?
Huh?
It doesn't absorb.
What doesn't absorb?
Leather doesn't absorb.
It's midrabanan. It's not minatay, it's midrabanan. Chum said you can't do it.
And if you remove the stain, meaning that you use a knife, you get rid of the top of the stain. Now you have a stain on the plate. Can you put some
Clopsol
or something? Not rub it.
No, pouring water on a stain is cleaning biblical.
Even if you don't touch it.
You don't touch it. You don't even look at it. You do it like this. No, pouring liquid or any cleaning agent, Windex, you know, any would be forbidden. Okay, so if it doesn't we keep a stain there, you're not allowed to. Okay. Now, if somebody has garment, let's say you walk through a rainstorm. I mean, it doesn't happen in California too much. But you're out east somewhere where it rains, you know, and you walk home on Shabbos and you're sopping wet. So you're allowed to keep walking, by the way, even though your shoe and sock are still full of water, and you, when you walk, you squeeze it out. Nevertheless, it's not the normal way of squeezing, and you don't want it to squeeze it. So you can keep walking. When you get to your house, you have to be careful, though, to... When you take off the garment, you just can't take it off because then you're going to be squeezing the garment. I mentioned many times, we once walked from Crown Heights to Queens. Once a year, they used to walk from Crown Heights to Queens. It's a 2.5-hour walk each way. 3-hour walk, depends where in Queens. And it was pouring. Not the LA rain, the New York rains. And there was a talocha, like 50, 60 guys. We went. Rebbe doesn't care about rain. We went. Rebbe didn't go, obviously. We went. It got to a point, we were so wet, whether we walked through the puddle or around the puddle, was absolutely no difference. Then we came to the shul finally, so they all thought we're nuts, because we are. I mean, nobody walks 2.5 hours in the rain to speak in a shul, right? They would have canceled it. But some shuls have these plush carpets, and we come into the shul, we're sopping wet, we walk on the carpet, it gets it wet. So some shuls are screaming at us, get out of here, get out. And other shuls, come in, you must dry off, come, we'll give you something to drink. That's the way it goes. No, there was a regular Shabbos in the summer.